Anyway, we're up to Siman Shechaf Hesiv Beis. We are going to deal today with the issue of Tziruf Sal, which we began to talk about last week, and Shechaf Vav is very much connected to Shechaf Hey, as we shall see. The important thing to know is that the dinim of being mitzaref different does has two applications. One is a chumra and one is a kula. And I mentioned this to you last week, that if you have does that are less than the shear, they're potter from challah. Combining them is a chumra, it makes it chayiv and challah. That was sif aleph. If you have does that are more than the shear, and chayiv and challah anyway, then being mitzarev them is a kula. It allows you to separate from one on everything. It allows you to separate from one dough and everything. So it's a kula. If you have 10 doughs that are chayiv and challah, and you combine them, you can separate from one on all 10. You don't have to separate all 10. I mentioned in bakeries where the goyim leave little pieces of dough for the morning. If you mitzaref them, then you can separate from one on all. Sif Aleph talked about less than the shear. Sif Beis talks about more than the shear. Let's learn Sif Beis. And it's Hashem, we'll get to a surprising issue in halacha. Im yesh b'chol isa kashir. Shilchaf eisiv beis. Im yesh b'chol isa kashir. If you have many doughs, each one has the full shear. V'raitz ala hafrish mizu al zu. Ein sarich le tziruf kli. Loi negiya. Elakim ish ashtem lefan of mafrish mizu al zu. Pella. Shulchadara says, you have those that have no shaykhis to each other, no connection to each other. You could separate from one dough on the other. That's Siv Beis here in Shechaf Hei. Now, that's a Dava Pella. It means that I'm here in Brooklyn. What I really could do is say, look, there are a lot of irreligious Jews in the world. Let me now, I'm making challah, I'm baking a dough. I'm going to say, I'm now separating dough on all the challah in the whole world that needs challah taken from it. I'm saving whole Klal Yisrael, all the Frayin, from a problem. What? Oh, so the question is whether you need Lefanov. So you sound right, but we'll see if you are. All right, the place to look, what's being asked is, does it have to be Lefanov? I said by the whole world.
It affects people who fry who don't know about it, so you can carry it.
So let's learn, the place to look is Groches. Grah, as you can see, is for the grah, gigantic. And I'd like to read with you the crucial parts, which in mine are underlined in blue pen. Grah begins with the words, "Bedinze nistapchu ga'ine ilam." I'm not the only one. Other ga'ine ilam as well had a difficulty with this halacha. What does it mean? Yamafish, it was never a dough originally. There's no tziruf now. You could separate. So skip three lines down. He says, "V'hinei avayer de gimel dinim b'zeh." Now Mishnah Berurah brings this word for word. So this is the halacha. Three levels of din. Number one, imhein b'loy kli klal, ein tzorech afilu negia, v'afilu rechaykim, habayis mitzarfon. This is known as the Divrei Hagra. Habayis mitzarfon. The house combines any dough in it, provided that it's not in a keli. That's number one. So if they're not in a keli, the house is mitzarfon them.
Vimhei
b'sarfon.
Those on the
table? Bayis sounds like a house. It sounds like the house is mitzarfon them. Maybe Gag Echad. Well, they had rooms. I don't know if they had as many rooms as we had, as many floors as we had. But if you say bayis, it usually means gag echad, it means under one roof. That's if they're not in a keli. V'imein b'soich kli, if they are in a kli, p'suchim al-maila, they're open on top, tzvichin ha-kofa. Then they have to touch each other. V'kir v'negiyas kelim ha-dadi v'zeh min ha-mukit. Then the kelim have to touch each other, that's called min ha-mukit. That's number two. The Lashon Mokim is Kumbay Ema Kifin Shtechavius. In Mesachtes Bey, it talks about making an oil by putting two barrels near each other, one on top. Kumbay Shkosa Rashi, Saif Perek, Kishain. Okay. Saif Perek. I don't know. It's in the second parak in Be'ah. Anyway, that's number two. Number three, it may be stupid if they're sealed. Kalim, I feel in the gear, I'm ani. By truma it says that way. If they're in sealed kalim, then there's no tzirif at all. So it says over here this idea that three rules. If they're not in a keli, the house is mitzarif them. If they aren't a keli, the kalim have to touch each other. If they're in sealed kalim, then what? Then nothing is mitzarif them, it sounds like. I feel the gear like mahani. Even they touch, it doesn't help. So these are the three rules. In practical matter, I don't think they're going to change anything any of us do, because we separate from each dough on itself, and there's not much of an issue. Let's say something was originally one dough, then you could always separate later, right? Even if you ate some of it, you could separate later. So in the example I mentioned many times, you open a box of matzahs and you want to play it safe. You want to separate challah. In case challah wasn't separated, you can certainly separate whatever's in the box, even if they were for different doughs. You want to separate from this and all the other matzahs in the world. So you can only separate on other matzahs that were from this original dough. If it was from this original dough, even if the matzah is in a different city, a different country, you can separate. Let's say they didn't separate, for whatever reason.
What's the question? You're saying that the dough open, that's the other one rule.
That's if they weren't one dough originally. If they were originally one dough, even if you ate some of it, you could see they're not anywhere in the world. You could still separate. If they're separate doughs, which is sifes, so then these are the rules. So there's no earth-shattering chiddush here to us. Maybe the chiddush is that a house is mitzarif. So if you have a bakery and you have a number of doughs and they're in the same bakery, so you can separate from one on the other. If they're in the same kelim, or if they're in separate kelim, or if they're not in kelim, you can separate from one on the other. What? Esau. Chayav should be the same. I don't know why it would be any different. If it's baked already and Esau is not the shear, the rule should be exactly identical. Each one has the shear. So even if it's baked, the way I understand, the rule should be the same. I don't see why it should be any different. What? If it's from the same Esau we learned earlier, that even after you eat, you can separate.
That's
so, what?
In the case of bakery, when you eat it in the morning, can the bakery make a baked cake and sell it before the car is taken?
Certainly, but the evidence okay. You have to sell something with
that.
Hopefully, they don't. I assume they don't.
By the time you get a yid up, by the time they start delivery, now,
till now, there are no big chidushim, but the big chidush is yet to come. The Mishnah Berurah is a tough to Zayin to Zayin. Okay, again, we have to divide our discussion to when each dough has the shir challah, which is what we're discussing now, and when each dough does not have the shir challah, and you're being mitzaref them. We're talking today, every dough had shir challah. It's made in a bakery, maybe in an afruma bakery, or an afruma bakery where they make to do it the next day. This is the shiloh when it was made originally with the shir challah. So the Mishnah Berurah essentially brings the gra, as a matter of fact, this is cutting it out, if he says, and so gra sham. Tafnun Zayin, what? Almost. I want to come back to one line after. But anyway, this is the Mishnah Berurah, and I guess you could trust me, he pretty much says what the Gra says. The issue is Sharatziyan Yud Zayin. Sharatziyan Yud Zayin in Shemin, I'm sorry, Yud Gimel in Tafnun Zayin. Now here, it is to me an earth-shattering chiddush, and I'm at a loss to find a clear source for this. The notation goes at the end of the Gra. Imhem stumin afilu haymekuravin leimahani. The Gra said that if they're in closed containers, even if they touch each other, you can't separate from one on the other. The Mishnah Berurah says here in Sharatziyon. Now listen to this. Zeloi mikri mukif. If each one is in a sealed keli and they touch each other, that's not called combined. The davka lechatchila. All this I'm talking lechatchila. Aval b'di'eved, afilu kol keli munach bebayis acher. Excuse me, I'm getting all choked up. Even if every keli is in a different house, every keli. Now, what are we talking? They're not from one dough. It's going on the garage. Different doughs that are chayim b'chalam, and every keli is in another house. Hifrish mizal zemahani, kivan shiyesh b'chol isa kashir. Then Yemukav who rak mitzvah lechatchila k'mavur b'yaradeis emishin chafei. He says somehow from our simon that what I said originally is true. That's not lechatchila, it's the diavet. But the diavet, I can stand here in Brooklyn and I have a dough that's shir chala, and I say I'm separating on this dough and any other dough anywhere in the world in any sealed or open keli that had the shir chala, it's chayim and chala, and nobody separated. I can now separate challah on everything. And b'di'evit, it's good. It's a good. Now the question, this is what it says here in the Sha'at Siyan. Now, to me, it's a chiddush. It sounds like he's learning Sif Beis that Lefonov is Lav Dafka, and Bayis Echad is Lav Dafka, that the Gros says is not the Kavan of the Shulchan Aruch, only Lechatchila. And this is what he says. It sounds to me like there should be some problem with the Sha'at Siyan. The Sha'at Siyan, if he would say he knows it from somewhere else, is one thing. He says k'mavur b'simin shilchafei. Shilchafei is only Sif Beis, three lines. All it says here is that that if many does have the shear, you can separate from one on the other. Ishteim lefanov, which the Gross says b'bayis achas. So where exactly is the Mishnah Berurah coming from that one is a chetchil and one is b'di'evid? Where is it coming from, Lechatchil? Because this whole thing is very, 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 very difficult. I find it hard. Now, in addition, I go back to Mishnah Berurah Vav. In Mishnah Berurah Vav, he says, "B'chalas chutz la'aretz, kaivulon oichel v'hayelach u'mishayek tzaskalam." We all know this. We learned this. Then chalas chutz la'aretz, you could eat and leave over. Hainu bisa achas gedaylo. If they're all from the same dough, afagashen neschalakach kach lekamiki kares. Even though they're separate breads, kibesh titchilos on hayu mechubar bisa achas ikilu mechutz la'aretz loy bina mukiv mechubar bishas afrash. Vasheke kan shemi isas mechulaka. I said they're different doughs. Af shoyu menachem pamachas besal. Even if they were once in the sal. Look into the words. Here he's saying that if they weren't one dough originally, they have to be minamuk and pishas afrasha. Quite so he's saying Sha'at Siyan, when he said that earlier, he meant lechatchila. But the Eved, it's good anyway. So I don't know. Right now I'm stuck. It's a beferish of Sha'at Siyan that says this tremendous chiddush. I don't know what to do with it. I mean, if it's a Sha'at Siyan, it's a Sha'at Siyan. The Mishnah Berurah passed in that way. So we go to Mishnah Berurah. It's a wonderful kula. And we really should do it. Why don't we do it? Save whole Klal Yisrael. From a precious challah, from eating tevel, by just separate challah on the whole world, every day you go into a bakery and tell them, listen, every morning when you separate the first challah, just say it should go on all other doughs or cakes or anything that needs challah separated. We'll save the whole world.
Make sure they take care of the bakery.
Talking about taking care of the whole world. I don't know what to do with the Sha'at Siyan. It's a Sha'at Siyan. Maybe I should have looked. They have now a Dirshu Mishnah Berurah. Maybe they have something on it. I don't know. Does he say something on it? The Dirshu Mishnah Berurah? No, the Dirshu. Maybe they have an Ara on it. I don't know.
Isn't there an Aveira to take off of someone else's?
You're not supposed to take off of someone else's if he plans to take off. I'm talking about they take off for prior people. So if somebody, I'm saying only for someone who it's a schus for him, or it's already baked, and it's already being sold. So I'll save all Klal Yisrael. I don't know. I learned the Sha'at Siyan in the summer, and to me, it's a very big chiddush. I don't know exactly who. Why does the OU need this whole complicated Afresha Schala system? Let them just all complicated thing, and you know, you just separate the whole world. What? This is really busy. All right. Okay. Anyway, this is this morning's chiddush. I don't know what to do with it. It's a kula that's like almost chutz may I have a mean of anybody to think they could separate in one place on the whole world. And I don't know. The nusach is on all dough in the world that needs challah separated. You know, it's an old problem. The truth is, when you have a nusach habracha that doesn't fit the individual case, it's an old issue what to do. There's an issue when someone moves into a house and puts up a mezuzah and can't make a bracha until the 31st day. What nusach do you say on the 31st day?
Into
an apartment. Any rented, if it's rented, as long as it's rented. That a person, so you can make a bracha, the mezuzah is up already for 30 days, make a bracha, Shabbos says, Sivanu, L'kvaya mezuzah. L'kvaya mezuzah, you're not being kaveya mezuzah? You change the nusach, you know? But the minig is, the truth is, the Magen Avraham says, you should make a nusach, Lodur Bevai Yeshesh Be mezuzah. That's the Magen Avraham. But nobody passed the Magen Avraham. So, but what's the heck to have it off for a minute? What's the heck to take it off for a minute? Well, you're not allowed to have a house without a mezuzah. But Pam used to tie into this, and those who say, take it off, put it back. What's the heck to take it off? You have no mezuzah for 10 seconds? What's the heck to? It's chayv and mezuzah. So every doorway is chayv and mezuzah separately. It's not in the house, it's in the doorway. What?
You can take it off to be
bodek. You can take it off to be bodek.
You could loosen it.
There's no reason to loosen it. You know, halacha is you put on tzitzis before Alois HaShachar. So when Alois comes, you make a bracha. You don't take off your towels and put it back. You say, l'satep tzitzis. That's what we do, is we make a new atifa. But you're wearing it. You can make a bracha mitzvah tzitzis, you're not making a atifa. We seem to hold that the nusach doesn't matter. I see people separating challah if the matzahs are baked. And they say, lafish challah min ha'isa, and it's not isa, it's baked. Well, tefilas kelim, and they're typing one kelim. The mitzvah is tefilas kelim. Tell me one kelim, no? Look for a mezuzah, putting on many mezuzahs. It seems like the nusach is a nusach, and then you always make the nusach habracha. It's true, Hashem commanded us in this. So.
Well, when Hashem commanded us to have a shalom and ha'isa, it includes some cooked bread also if you didn't do it. So it's all part of what you're included with the mitzvah.
It's included in the mitzvah, even though not in the nusach. So then the same thing here, you can make a bracha, lafish chalam and isa, even though you're separating from many, many uses. Okay, anyway, this is the chiddush sifbeis on the page. The chiddush that the Gra holds are bayis mitzarfon, you'll find quoted b'shem Agra. There's one last thing before I go on to Shinchavav. The last line of the Gra, Ha'id avir habayis. So you asked about different rooms. Maybe that's what he means. I don't know. Look at the last line and a half of the Gra. Ha'id avir habayis. So the avir habayis is mitzarif. That's how the Gra is explaining this. Pirish would say, for a trum is davka avir mamish. It has to be in the air. I don't know exactly what that means. Sounds like the Gra understood it has to be floating in the air. Makes no sense. What's if it's in the air? It's sitting on a table. Elo, what does he mean by avir habayis? Lafuki hevei munochim peguma bekarka habayis. Hevei savshim nochim ba'avir. If they're in a hole in the bottom of the ground, a pit, on the ground level, they're not mitzar. So basement is mitzar. It's not mitzar. Is the basement a pit or is part of the house? So I don't know enough about this except to show you. Well, he already said in separate kelim, even psuchim they're not mitzarif, and certainly stumim. That he said. If they're right, we have three levels. If they're open, then the house is mitzarif them. If they're in kelim, they have to touch. And if they're sealed, then they're not mitzarif. So.
And the rod to the whole world has nothing to do with openness.
So it sounds like the Mishnah Berurah is going on sealed kelim. He's going on, so I told you, on the Mechaber, on the Mishnah Berurah, says sealed kelim, the Sharet Zion says, calls it lechatchila, but the evidence works. So,
therefore, it doesn't work.
Therefore, if you understand that way, then different floors, one's a guma to compare to the other. So I don't know, I'm not sure what he means, guma. Why didn't he just say a different room? What does he have? So I'm not sure. All right, well, what do we learn in Shin Chaf Hei? We learned tziruf of different doughs. The mitzarif, either when it's more than the shear, which is sifbeis, less than the shear. Chazara of Shin Chaf Vav is found in Mishnah Berurah Tafnun Zayin Zayin. He brings, like I said, he brings the grod, then he brings the din of pachas mekasher being mitzarif. But these halachas are brought there bekitzer, and they're not so complicated. I mean, the chiddush of Sharet Zion is a chiddush, but it's not so complicated. Shin Chaf Vav are the conditions for these dinim. And I'd like you to learn Shin Chaf Vav, bearing in mind
before you said that if they're on the same table but not touching, it's not mitzarif.
That was less than this year. It was over Sif Beis.
Over here, it is mitzarif.
So I mentioned to you last week this horror somebody had about the cupcakes in the showcase in the bakery, that maybe the showcase should be mitzarif them, even though the cupcakes are less than the shear. The showcase should be mitzarif them. Let's learn Sif Aleph and Shin Chaf Vav. It's really a hemshuch. Shin Chaf Vav is echad shalosh tei isay stein b'shem echad mehem kashir. Okay, this whole sif is talking when it starts off less than the shear. In the Saravu, how you combine them, it's basically Sif Aleph is exceptions. Exceptions to Tziruf. Sif Aleph looks long, it's really mostly a review of Shin Chaf Hei with the new additions. Let's see. Shtei Isais, Shiesh B'Shteyem, Shir HaChiyuv. If you have two Isais, first he says, if the two together have a Shir to be Chayiv, B'Challah, neither one by itself has the shear, but you're combining them in a place v'naguzu bezu, and they touched each other, or even nashkuzu ezu, and they kissed each other, means that the dough stuck so much together that when you pull them apart, pieces would separate. Imahayu shel shnayim. See, even though they should be mitzarif, they should have two doughs, each one's less than the shear, they should be mitzarif. Exception. If they belong to two different people, even if they're exactly the same dough, two people, each one has a dough, each one's makpid, each one wants his dough. So therefore, if you have two doughs of two people that are makpid, each one wants his dough back, then it's not mitzdarvim. You do a shayna makpidim, ali yuravisa halu mitzdarfis. If they don't mind, they're willing to make one dough together and divide it later. Then it is mitzdarif. For talmidim alendim lefnei rav, the people in the dorm stoma ainam makpidim. In the dorm, everybody eats from everybody. Stoma, they're not makpid. So, exception number one: different people who are makpids, one on the other, it's not mitzdarif. Number two: hayushnayim shelish echad. If hayu bimin echad, if they're one min, in Shin Chaf Dalet we said certain grains are mitzarif are min echad with others mitzarifim bechayavim bechalim. Vimishnei minim hayu ein mitzarifim. Shestam echad einay makpid. If they're two minim, they're not mitzarif. Shestam echad. If it's one min, usually you're not makpid. But a hayu makpid shleitiga isasu bezu. Let's say somebody is making a marble cake and a sponge cake. So he doesn't want the two of them to mix. Even though they're both from, let us say, chitin. One is white bread, one is whole wheat bread. If you have two different flavors, it's not mitzarif, the beginning of the Ramah, who adin? Beginning of the Ramah, Shteyisa sheishmacha karko, but b'shein esemba. One of them has karkoim. They translate karkoim, saffron. What is saffron? Spice.
Very expensive spice.
Yellow. Spice. Yellow. Do we have it? Do we use saffron in our cakes? In cakes? Okay. So one of them has karka, and one doesn't. They're not mitzvah. So just think what we're learning now. We're learning now that if you have one owner, one type of flour, but you just put different flavorings on each one, it's not mitzvah. Chazanish writes, even if one is chocolate topping and one is vanilla topping, it's not mitzvah. Because the two are yamakbid, not to mix the two together. That's the halacha here. So this exception, as I said, it looks like a long sif, it's really one din. That in the dinim of tziruf, when each one's less than the shear, is an exception if you're makbid. Either you're makbid because you have different owners, or you're makbid because you have different flavors. So then it's not mitztarif, so this is a kula. This is the idea that things that are in the same showcase or the like should be mitztarif. Even though last week we discussed the showcase is mukhav al-karka, it's not mitztarif it anyway, etc. But even if it would otherwise be mitzarif, then it's still.
When you makbid on the tziruf, if you makbid on the tziruf as a dough, but when they're baked already, they're not going to actually intermingle. So you don't care that they.
It means they're items that you don't want to combine. You don't need to combine the two. They're totally separate things. It's true, you can't.
It's not mixing.
Yeah, I understand. The sponge cake and the marble cake are not mixing either. But since the idea of the isais was to be separate, dafka, therefore.
But then when you have all your matzahs in one box, you don't want them sticking to each other either. You want them each one separate.
Yeah, I don't mean sticking to each other. I mean that the doughs are separate doughs. That's the idea. Separate doughs are not mitzvahed.
You don't care that the dough mixes. You don't care if you get this matzah or that matzah.
Look at Gra Dalet. I think Gra Dalet has a big kula. In this din of a mitzvahed, what's the geder of einoy makbid? So the Mechabes said, what was the lashon he's going on? You don't want them to touch or mix. He says, afilu this guy gavna. Even if you're not makpid, if they touch or mix, anything that you plan to separate before you bake them, even if you made, let's say, one big sponge cake dough, and now you're going to take some of it and turn it into a marble cake, it's still not mitzvah. K'moshe nispar b'siv beis avol shar b'siv dalit shnayim sha'asu. He brings rice for what we're going to have shortly, and for that he says aymoy loy nishichol itzer of sal kimishem makpidais afilu loshu shnei kavim b'vasachas. Even if you have more than this year, kim the sifre lechalek in the parishna perakam agabe nachtaim. The gra holds if you make a big dough. It seems from this gra, if you make a big kokosh cake dough. And you're going to make some of it, you're going to fill with chocolate, some with poppy seeds, some with, they still put prune in some of them, they still do that, I don't know. You put the prune inside for the old ladies. I'm sorry, some people like prune, it's good. But anyway, it just seems some of this grow, that's amistarif. If you made one big challah, but if you're separating them to doughs that are each going to be a separate flavoring, and you don't want the chocolate and the prune to mix, so then, it's not mitzarif. That's what the Gross says. And he says, even if it was shtei kabin, even if it was more than the shear, if you separate into things that each one is the shear, when you separate, you'll have a shear of the kokosh cake dough, then it's mitzarif. But otherwise, we separated. Okay, we're going to learn about it, I think, in Siv Beis. But if you separate it to two doughs that have the shear, so, okay, there'll be a question. We'll see the story of the Masas Binyamin in the Taz. But Pashit, if it's Daita Lachalek, Pashit, you could separate each one. It depends. A baker is makbid that when he sells poppy seed cake, it shouldn't have the chocolate mixed in. Whatever, but you mean the topping of poppy seed? The question is the topping matters? It's a good question. I don't know. Like how far it goes.
How far it goes.
Right now, fortunately, in bakeries, it's not so negeya, because you have 5 pounds of every mint. Right. It's not as if when you're going to separate it, you'll have less than the share of each one. So they get in the house. Sometimes the lady makes a challah dough, and she separates some of it. She makes a kokosh cake, and some of it she makes challah. And in the yeshiva, they do it that way. Right. They make the challah, they make kokosh. So again, when you're making for many people, each one has 5 pounds. When you're making in the house, it could happen that each one has less than the share. So if you want to separate, you certainly should not separate with a bracha, because the gra holds that it's pata lagamri from a... it's patalagamri. Does this gra mean to argue with the mechaber? He says the mechaber loydok. Sounds like he's saying that this is the mechaber shita too. Just he wasn't a medayi. Someone makes a dough. The gra says shtei kabi. That means one and a quarter kabin is the sheir challah. Right. So let's say the sheir challah is 5 pounds. See, he went, he made a 8-pound dough, and he separated it to 4 pounds of one min and 4 pounds of another.
But once he made the 8, it's already
high. So he says, no, since it's daita lechalik, since when you made the isa, your das was to separate it to 2 4-pound minim. When you magalgle the isa, when you magalgle the isa, you had a mind to separate it afterwards, to half of it, 4 pounds of it, is going to be kokosh cake, and 4 pounds is going to be poppy cake. So you don't separate. You don't separate with a bracha. If the 4 pounds less than the shei, you're not chayim
chal.
It's b'shas gilgul, b'tnai that it's ain daite lechalik. This is called daite lechalik. If it's daite to be mechalik them in a way that there's a kapeda that they not be mixed afterwards, that's part of mechalik. It's ki'ilu they won this chalik already now. If you need to make a lot of different bilkaloch, so that's there's no kapeda. You really don't care that the two are, size wise, you want them separate, but that's still chayim and chala. Every time someone who bakes something, different people are going to eat different pieces. But if it's the kapeda of shtei minim, or the kapeda of shtei anoshim, makes it considered a separate dough, even when it's one dough originally.
You mean to say that somebody has intention for one? Makes a bracha and changes his mind. Bracha
v'tala? No, it's not bracha v'tala. We're going to learn later that the das b'shas gilgul isa is kegeya. Because if you cook dough, no chayiv chala. If you make a dough, das to bake it. You change your mind to cook it, it's still chayiv. So das b'shas gilgul isa is kegeya. Okay, so we learned here this chiddush of daite lechalek is considered separate. And the application, the Ramah ends, b'chol zeh she'ein shir b'chol achas, where when you're going to separate them into two different things, neither one will have the shir. Avol. I read the first half. Who adin shtei isa she'esh b'achas karkoim u'b'shein esaimba. It's okay. B'chol zeh she'ein shir b'chol achas, and this is all talking that when you separate them, neither one has a shir. Avalim Yeshba and Shir, if when you separate them, they will have a Shir. Mafrish me achas achaverta, which we asked before, separate one on both, and heng shaladim echad, as long as they belong to one person. If they belong to two people, we'll have to talk about it in Sid Beis. As long as they belong to one person, we're good. So we learned in Shirchavav, again, Shirchavay, we learned Sirif Sal. Shirchavav, we learned the exceptions. Darte Lechalek is an exception when a dough is even more than the Shir. And he has a mind to separate them, so that is the separation here. Here we have a machlaikis, the Taz and the Kudus HaKesef in one Nakuda. And that is when you're separating, you're making a dough and you want to use half of it for kokosh cake and half of it for challah. So if each one is the shear, it's okay. You can separate for one on everything. There's no problem. The Achaluki Day is here, the Taz Aleph, and it looks like the Grohei, that's what the Taz says in the long Taz, the Grohei says in two words, Ubedegia Dafka. Those two words. Ubedegia Dafka. The idea that if you make a big dough, and half of it is kokosh, and half of it is challah, or half of it belongs to one person, half to another, but each one has the shear. You can separate one on both. The Gra and the Taz hold dafkiv, they're touching each other. And the Kudus HaKesef here disagrees.
Why can't it just be under one roof, according to what the before?
Why can't it be just under one roof? I have to think about it 1 second. You're right. So he says B'negia Dafka, and then the Kudus HaKesef says that the Levush is right, that you don't need Negia. You don't need them to touch. The question is being asked, is the Gra just finished saying that if everything has the shear, Gag Echad is Mitzarev? And here we're also talking, each one has the shear. That's the question. I don't know. I don't know. So how come here it says B'negia Dafka?
There are two different kinds.
Maybe because it's two different kinds.
It's not two different kinds, it's two different types.
Okay, it could be a difference. With Daito Machalek, he's saying you need the Gia Dafka. Okay. Before we're talking, then it's. But then, if you're going to say that, then the Kula I said earlier, well, you have to know, except for the whole world, is it only the same min, or is it even different min?
Right.
Why is he the OU? Okay. Okay. At any rate, this is Sif Aleph. So again, we learned so far two Sifim, one Chiddush in each. We learned in Sif Beis. Really, the Chiddush to us was the Sharatzian, and then in Shulchan Aruch Sif Aleph, we learned the rule of Daita L'Chalek. The Daita L'Chalek makes them separate. That's the din we learn here.
What's Tapei?
Shubhas Hadesha.
But if they were touching, then even if it would be in a hole in the ground, it would work.
Right. He meant one is in the hole, one's out of the hole.
Right. That's when he said that they all have to be touching.
That's when it's separate meaning. So we're saying now. Yeah. Right. Torah is a makpida means each one wants to take his Issa home and make his own challah. Enamakpida means they don't really care. It could be combined it and you'll bake for all of us. Girls get together and they bake challahs, so no one's backed it on whose dough is which. They mix all the doughs, they bake challahs. Later everyone takes his challah home. It's always that way. Bakery bakes challahs, everyone takes his challah home. But at the time that they're making the dough, even though they're separate owners, there's no kapeda. I think that's what it means. Our Sif Beis is a little more complicated. Everything we learned till now, maybe chidushim, but not complicated at all. And the source of this whole din of kapeda is the Mishnah of Challah that talks about a tamei dough and a tahar dough. If you have one dough that's tameh and one that's tar, and you want to separate from one on the other, so it says you take a thin strip of dough that's less than the shear of a kebeya. Food is only the kabbal tumah kebeya. That's why you wash from mitzvah, you're supposed to eat a kebeya after you shear kabbalah's tumah. So you take a thin strip. So you have your tameh dough, your tar dough. So it says you got to put a thin strip of dough touching one to the other, and now you could separate. Now there's no makpidim more than tummy and tar. No one wants his tar dough to become tummy. See, there's kapeda. So there, you take a thin strip that touches both of them, and that is mitzaref them. And you can separate. You can do whatever you want. If you want to separate from one or the other, both, this is the way to do it.
No, you take off on the tummy and for the tar also.
But it has to be touching. So that's what the
gross. I don't care.
The gross saying. When you have two doughs, you mak, but they don't mix, and each one's a shir challah. If you want to separate from one on both, they have to be the grosser be the gia dafka. Because the Mishnah says, take a thin strip of dough, you touch it to both of them, it's mitzarif, it's the gia, and then you can separate from one on the other. If you don't take the thin strip of dough, they're both in front of you, you cannot separate from one on the other. So the gro and the shah and the taz learn the gia dafka. The Shach in his Arichus here says you can't compare Tum and Taira. It's what he calls a Kepay de Gemura. It's a Tum and Tar. Now you're really makbid. You know, it's not as bad as a Challah and Kavoshke. And therefore he learns it's a separate din there, but otherwise that you don't need the Gemara. Okay,
that's really how far we take Sif Beis and
Shukam. How far we take Sif Beis. It's exceptions to Sif Beis. The whole Shukhavav is exceptions to Sif Beis. Shir Chafei was Dine Tziruf. But he's talking in a case of Kepeda. So Sif Beis is an exception.
Right.
Right.
So Sif Beis applies.
then Sif Beis applies. Okay. Now Sif Beis of Shidchav He said things are mitzaret. Shichavav is a list of exceptions. If you hold the exceptions, not exceptions, so then you go back to Sif Beis and Shichav He that Yesh Bechal Yisuk Shir, you can do mafresh from one on the other. So that's essentially what really what the whole Shichavav is about. Okay, let's learn now Sif Beis. It certainly looks more innocent than Sif Aleph, which was very long, but I think, at least potentially, it has more complications. Let's see. Nachdaim Sha'asa Isa, a case. You have a baker who's making a dough. Lasaisa Si'ir Sa'ar L'chalka. Chayeves B'chala. Now, here, we're talking about Asui L'chalek. I told you the sugya is Isa that's Asui L'chalek, to be separated into less than this year. You have a baker, he wants to make yeast. I already told you in the past that real yeast was made by making a dough and letting it turn sour. Right? In Yiddish they said, Tsar, Zayertag. What is Zayertag? Montag? Dienstag? Zayertag. Zayertag is simply a dough that keeps on.
Monday is a sour tug.
So. It's simply a dough where you don't stop it. You don't stop it from rising. It isn't rising. The idea isn't that it rises. The idea is that the microbes that cause fermentation, it just keeps on multiplying. They're babies, and you have millions of them inside. And now you take a little piece of that dough and you put it in a new challah, and it causes it to rise faster. If you take regular flour and water and you let the challah rise, it'll rise without yeast. You don't need yeast to make it rise. But if you add yeast or the sourdough, it's going to rise more quickly. That's all it is. So you have a baker. He wants to make yeast for the week. He's going to be baking all week. So he takes a dough that's 5 pounds, more than the shear. He makes a dough, and then he takes handful, and he puts each handful in a plastic bag. After it rises, he puts it in the freezer, and he's going to use one every morning. He's going to pull one out, throw it into his dough. And so that first dough that he's making l'chalek. He doesn't want it to be one big dough. He's making to separate it into separate doughs. Do we look at the dough? We say no. Sif Aleph told us that when you want to separate them, well, Sif Aleph is you want to separate the different people or the different flavors. Here you want to separate them, it's you, you're the same person, same flavor, but you're separating them for practical reasons. What's the deal? So let's read the whole Sif carefully. It says, Nachtaim, Sha'asa Isa, Lasaisi Sa'ar, L'chalka, Chayeves B'chalo. Why? Why is it Chalo B'chalo? Shaloi Simker, if he won't be able to bake a Yasen Upas, if he will not be able to sell the Sa'ar Yasen Upas, he'll make it into bread, he'll use it for something today, or use the whole thing together. Avoshar Adama Isa Lachalka Babatzek Ptura. Now, what he's saying is this. Really, if you separate it to separate pieces, it's potter. Baker Adin. Zigzerid Rabbanim by a baker. That if he'll make a dough to make the sourdoughs, and then he'll decide he doesn't need so much, he'll end up throwing it into today's dough and baking challahs from it. He'll end up doing something from it today. So therefore, it's chayiv. Or I said that he's breaking up the sa'ar to say for a whole week. The shas means to separate to many people. He's selling cakes and he's selling sourdough. So look at the shachay. Somebody who makes a dough, and all the friends, each one's going to take a little piece of the sar. Alright, so I illustrated it that he's putting it aside for himself for all week, which we really have to talk about. Really, the case here, he's doing it for separate people. Making a dough, making separate sar. They sell it as yeast. So really, if you make separate things to separate to different people, you're potter. That's called Daite L'chalek L'anoshim Harbe, and it's potter b'chala. In the case of a baker, we make a gzeira. In the case of a baker, we make a gzeira. But in the house, but Ikaradin, If you're making dough to separate it less than the shir challah, so then you really are potter for challah. Every bakery makes challahs and sells them. Each person might buy less than the shir. So the gross, the shach says, and hey, but if he plans to separate the separate people after he bakes it, then it's chayav b'challah. Because most people who bake things don't plan to eat all 5 pounds. They plan to divide it among their guests, among whoever it is. But if it's divided before baking, then it is potter from challah mikar adin. And because it is gezeira that he might make it all into one, so therefore we're going to be mechayiv and challah. So I want to review it and then tell you where this comes up.
This is so'or. It's already
so'or.
How is he going to make it into
challah?
It's not edible.
Got to ask the bankers. I have no idea.
Didn't we say this by Pesach?
I don't know. I don't know how he's going to do it. Maybe he'll mix it into more flour, or maybe it's going to become so'or. He sells it to people to make so'or. Right now he's making it easier. Let's see. Let's talk from simple to more complicated. You have a lady in her house. She's baking challahs. By nachden, there's a gzeira, so I want to leave it for a few minutes. A lady in her house. My wife goes, she's baking challahs. She's doing the shear, 5 pounds of dough. But she wants to give a few challahs to my daughter-in-law, a few challahs to my neighbor. Send someone's not well, send the challah of Shabbos. Does that change the din? The fact she plans to give out the challahs? So the
Shas
says no. She's giving it out as challah. So it's not, since she didn't plan to separate it as challah, so that's what Shachay says. Now what happens, she's making a dough. And she's going to give my daughter-in-law some of the dough. My daughter-in-law comes by, she gives my daughter-in-law some dough, the neighbor some dough, maybe she'll even braid the challahs and give it out. To give it out.
But the safe of the part of the, it says it, Aval Shar Adam, Ha'osa Isa L'chala. You know, other people.
What's it in?
So is his partner.
Oh, very good. So that's the partner. Answer. Yeah. So that means, does your wife know this din? That she's making dough, and I don't know, it's going to come by Erev Shabbos, so she figures she'll braid a few challahs for her, put it in a pan, give it to her, she'll bake fresh challah Erev Shabbos. Comes out from here that if the fact is that knocks it to less than the shir challah, then it's potter from challah. It's potter from challah. So first of all, she should certainly not separate challah with a bracha. It's a bracha levatala. If you're going to do it. What? For yourself. So what happens if yourself, you're freezing dough for the next week? So as far as anything we learned so far, that's not the idea of chalek. It's not shnei anoshim. It's not shnei minim. It's not separate isa. It's all going to be one isa. So there's no halacha. You have to bake it all today. I assume, unless we learn differently later, that's fine. But if you plan to give it out to other people, so like Mark says, that's not a chiddush. That's what says a Shulchan Aruch. Every lady should know that.
The Bishchei Tshuva addresses that.
Bishchei Tshuva, we're going to get to Beis in a minute.
So why is he going by Shor then?
What? That's the case in the Mishnah, probably. No, because there's a Gzeira there. They want to tell you the chiddush of the Gzeira, that there were guys that had the baker plans to separate it, but he might mix it. All right, so we have two cases of Balabayis. A Balabayis, who plans to give out the challahs, it's chayiv. She plans to give out the doughs, it's potter. Now, what happens if she wants to, like you said, put it in the freezer and separate it? So that is Pesachei Tshuva Beis. Let's see what he says. There's a chiddush here. Pesachei Tshuva Beis. Kosvo halavush v'adrisho bach. Dafkem roitza l'chalka l'anoshim harbe. If he's separating it for use by himself, and they separate challah and they make a bracha after daitam lechalik lulachamim shakar and kitkish. Even though no doubt kokosh, right? She'ein bohem shir challah. Shemblay have a lechalik lanoshim arbei.
It's a double pashit. She's not separated to different people. So that's fine. Rabbi Chu's based on Ephraim. She called Divrei Taisim in Barachas, Daf Lameches. V'shari Paiskim Vua, the less Alechilug Zeh. The base of Ephraim argues, Ukvar Omer Alzeh, Gam Besef Tfil Lameisha. Vayim Bevadari Melech, Ilchaschal, She Kosav Chilug Acher. Dafka im Mechalka, Shaloy La'afois Achshav, Hakoyel, Ela Mesuda, Lesuda Acheres. Kamoi Bishachris, La'arvis. And then say, you read that again? Again, we have this list of Paiskim who say, who argue about a person for himself or herself separating it. So he brings that the Madani Melech and Tfilin Moshe, or maybe just the Madani Melech holds. That it depends. If you're Mechalik, it's Shloi La'afis Arshav HaKoyel. Elamisud L'sud Acheres. Kamoi Shachris La'arvis. Then you're potter from chal. Avol hamechalik says potter klafis miyad hakoil. You're baking everything now. Some chalas you're freezing for next week. Loy nifter ayin sham. Gam chiluk zed dachet filo moshem teisa na leibash b'kei. So what's he saying? That if you're making sheer chala and you're baking it all now and freezing some of it, yechayim chala. If you're going to freeze some of the dough for a different suda, even one for the night and one for the morning, I'm not talking Shabbos, let's say it's a weekday, so you want fresh rolls for the morning, you want fresh rolls for supper. So you make a dough, and some you bake for supper, and some you break in the morning. So he holds that it's not mitzdarif. And he brings chalukei deis on it.
Because that's the dough, not the challah.
So it's a little unclear how we passed it. I didn't find that the Mishnah Berurah should talk about this. I looked in the Sefer Leket HaOmer, which is a Rablau Sefer. He says to separate without a bracha. If you're freezing some of it for the future. The truth is, I should look in the Aruch HaShulchan, maybe Chachmas Adam, but in the Leket HaOmer, which is a sort of Likud Sefer on this, he brings this Machloikis, and he says to separate without a bracha. Now that's all if at any time everything's going to be less than the shear. Less than the shear for this week, less than the shear for next week. However, if you're going to have more than the shear in any one eating, so then it's chayav b'chala. It's no different than separate isis. One is more than the shear, one is less. So, what? Bake. You have to eat it in one meal. If you bake them all together, even if you can separate them over 20 weeks, it's chayav b'chala. If you're separating the dough, that's where it's petura. That's really what Sif Beis is about, that they're peturais. Now here, I come to a difficult shaila. In the freezer section of your store, you can buy cookie dough. You can buy cookie dough, chocolate chip cookie dough, or you have braided challahs that are not baked. Right? You buy all these doughs. So now, I'm just realizing that we have an issue. In the bakery, do they separate challah? I don't know. If they separate challah, it's because of the gzeira de rabbanan at the beginning of the sif. The gzeira she im leitimake yasenu pas. But even if they do, it's not mikra adin. Mikra adin, it's potter. It's gzeira that they separate. Really, mikra adin, that's not hafrashas challah. So you buy a cookie dough or a challah. There's no problem. So you buy a challah, you bake the challah, it's less than the shear. What's the difference? If it's more than the shear, then that frasha is good. Then the daita l'chalik. Daita l'chalik is always the smaller than the shear. Here, it's the full shear. So there's no issue. If it's less than the shear, l'chari is safe no matter what. You're safe. Whatever you do, you're safe. Because it's less than the shear, you're potter. More than the shear, the previous frasha was good. Assuming they made frasha. I realized there's an issue. Because the other day, I had my class over, and my wife made a dessert. Now, for that dessert, she bought a chocolate chip cookie dough, which you buy in a container, but we had 25 people. She didn't buy one. She bought, I don't know how many, she bought two or three, and made some sort of dessert, and combined them. Now, here, L'chaira, I'm just thinking out loud. The original hafrasha was a hafrasha shalai kedin. because it's da'at l'chalek into separate packages that are less than the shear. So the chayr, it wasn't chayiv and challah then. If she took them all and combined them all into one mixture, it would seem that at that moment they became chayiv and challah. It would seem to be an issue with these doughs, when you purchase dough, the previous hafrasha, I don't know if they made hafrasha, it was da'at l'chalek. They don't have to make hafrasha unless the oldest is included in the gzeirah. But even if they did it, it's not the gzeirah, it's not the ikar adin. The ikar adin is that you are yaitzi de chala. So later, when you combine it to shir chala, it now should become chayiv and chala. It seems to be an issue. It has to make sense. Well, is there a suffix of learning the halachas here straight? There's not a single suffix here. We're learning the halachas here straight in Shulchan Aruch and just applying them. We're using our imagination to apply them. But they were mafrish. So maybe the Teretz is, but they were mafrish. They knew that someone somewhere is going to combine them. What happens if she bought two packages and they're from different doughs? Different companies. No, you don't mix different companies, different doughs.
Different
I don't know.
The owners were certainly not when they made it. The owners were certainly not when they make it. Not until she gets in.
All right. So I don't know. I'll tell you the truth. The Reiser's Bakery, they sell cookie dough. But not retail. They sell it to other bakeries that buy the doughs and make things. So each pan is more, each bucket is more than the shir challah. They sell it in buckets. So each was more than the shir challah. So there's no shaila. The shaila is only in the commercial, the retail places. I don't know what they do with that hafrashas challah. Does it say challah genumen on it? I don't know. I'm not sure what they do. L'chaira, this is a real issue. What? What about it?
Next time, just call up Ryan
and say, you really want to
know? You can take up one.
This Shaila came up in the house. So what she happened to have done was she was not making one big thing. She was making like these little tart dishes with the pie crust. I told the lady, make that for girls. Boys just like a big piece of something, you know, a pretty little thing. That's not for boys. But anyway, commercial message aside. So she put in some chocolate and she put in each one. So she, the way she did it, she didn't combine the doughs. She had enough packages of dough to be chayiv, but each tart dish had a kebeya of dough, not a five kabin of dough, five ar revei. So I'm not sure. That's what we were thinking, b'shas ma'isa. And all right, well, you should do. Kavana by Issa is everything. We're going to learn later, it's beferish. If you make a dough, you plan to cook it. Potter from Challah. If you make a dough, you plan to bake it. And while it's still dough, before you separate Challah, you change your mind, you want to cook it, it's Chayim and Challah. Gilgul Issa is the Mechayim. If you Megalgul the Issa al Das L'Chalek, it's Potter. Megalgul the Issa al Das to cook, it's Potter. But if you do it al das to bake and al das shalay l'chalek, then it's chayiv. What? Baking is chayiv. Bagels are baked. All bagels are baked. They're thrown into hot water, but they're all bagels are baked. All right, we'll continue with Yitzhak Shem.